This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug Steffen is out today. That means the ladies are in charge, and you know there's always trouble when the ladies rule the roost. But Victoria Keel and Jennifer, we'll do our best to hold down the fort. Dougie comes along, we'll let you know. And a couple of different things happening yesterday. The president was in not in Wilmington. He was in southwest Pennsylvania holding a rally yesterday while Joe Biden went to Kenosha, Wisconsin, to not only meet with some members of the community, but also to have a pretty lengthy conversation with Jacob Blake, who found himself shot by police 7 times in the back. There's also a story overnight that seems to be kind of getting some air. Remember we talked, Victoria, about, well, we've talked a lot about the violence in Portland. They've had day after day, I think they're on day like 96 of violence in their city. And the person who was suspected of killing a counter-protester, someone from the Patriot Prayer Group, has now, I guess, admitted to come right out and said, yeah, I did it. Usually you have these people who are, once they get arrested, they lawyer up and they have the court case. This guy, skipping to the end, I guess. A Portland man who was killed Thursday night while authorities attempted to apprehend him, appeared to admit that he was responsible for the fatal shooting of a supporter of what they call the right-wing group, Patriot Prayer Group, during clashes between pro-Trump groups and left-wing protesters in Portland. The U.S. Marshals said a task force was attempting to arrest Michael Forrest Reinhold in Washington State. He was wanted by the Multnomah County Circuit Court on a charge of murder. He was allegedly involved in that August 29th shooting incident in Portland that resulted in his death. According to U.S. Marshals, task force located him in Olympia, Washington, attempted to arrest him peacefully. The initial reports indicate that he produced a firearm. He threatened the lives of law enforcement. Task force members responded to the threat and struck the suspect, who was pronounced dead at the scene. None of the task force members, at least according to the reports, were injured. In an interview that was broadcast Thursday night by Vice News, Michael Reinhold, 48, appeared to take responsibility for the killing of Aaron Danielson at that Portland protest, alleging that he acted in self-defense because he and a friend thought they were about to be stabbed. He said, you know, lots of lawyers suggest that I shouldn't even be saying anything, but I feel it's important that the world at least gets a little bit of what's really going on. I had no choice. I would have sat there and watched them kill a friend of mine of color, but I wasn't going to do that. In the interview that was done, he said he went downtown Saturday night to provide security after seeing a caravan of hundreds of Trump supporters parading in vehicles through the city. He described himself as 100% anti-fascist, though not a member officially of the Antifa group. He was Danielson, who ended up killed by this guy, was a supporter of Patriot Prayer, which is, as CNN describes it, a far-right group. He was shot in the chest during the confrontation. After the shooting, Reinhold said he realized what had happened and was confident that he did not hit anyone innocent. He then left the scene feeling totally justified that he had not acted, and he said, I'm confident that my friend, and I'm sure I, would have been killed. He said he decided to speak out because there's been a lot of propaganda put out there. Now, he ended up dead in this altercation with police. He pulled the weapon. I'm sure we're going to hear more, and not even police, U.S. Marshals. I'm sure we'll hear more about what went down. If that's all true, let's just take him at his word. And I don't know if what he's saying is true. I would doubt it. But this idea, and it's happening from all places, that somehow we can go and that it's a great idea for citizens to go out and patrol on their own in places where there's so much hot violence and division, just seems to be I mean, it just seems to be ridiculous. I don't know what, yeah. I mean, if you're not looking for trouble, I don't understand why you would have that mentality.
I agree, 100%. And, you know, I know, you know, you and I are on different sides of the aisle, which I hate that saying. It's whatever. It's, I guess it's what we're stuck with, but I don't like
it's
that.
What the, it's descriptive.
Feels so, but aisles are so divisive. You know, I don't like that. I just don't like the phrase, but whatever. But yeah, I totally agree with you. And it's like the, you know, the 17-year-old kid from Illinois who went to Wisconsin and, you know, with a gun and shot people. What was he doing there? You know, he was a high school dropout. And, you know, it just, because he claimed he was being bullied or whatever. He had an illegal weapon. All these people, and I totally agree with you, I don't care where you come from politically. If you are in this situation, you are looking for trouble. There is no other way around it. If you show up with guns and you are at some sort of, you think you're some sort of vigilante, you are looking for trouble. And I, you know what, I don't have sympathy for people like that. I just don't. So whatever happens to you, that's on you. You made that choice.
I mean, there's a couple of the exceptions that I can find, really, quite honestly, is if you, because we know that there's some real violence going on. Portland has had real violence. Kenosha had real violence for those few days. If you're a property owner, I get it, and you are armed and you want to defend your property,
If you're on your property,
exactly
right. That's
right.
Different. Yep.
But
if you're walking down Main Street with a gun,
I've had a lot of people, because I feel pretty strongly about this, and I've had people as a conservative, and we'll take the example of Kyle Rittenhouse, who probably, we don't know what his motivations were. I do believe that he thought he was going to lose his life. I mean, there's a lot of video image that has come out that has showed that he was getting his, you know, he was getting it handed to him when he was out in the streets of Kenosha, and he had his weapon with him, and so he used it to protect himself and ended up killing two people. I believe that that was probably self-defense for him, but my question has been, and I've been attacked by people who are on my side of the aisle, what was he doing there? They say he has his grandmother there. He wasn't at his grandmother's house. He was walking down the street. And so this...
I don't think his mother knew that he was there, did she?
I don't know. I haven't heard that part, but
he lived
at
home
with his mom.
Yeah.
Everybody who's on the right has attacked me for that. Like, not everybody, but the people who I've had conversations with go, well, that's not right. He should be able. I believe in people's right to defend themselves. I am a strong advocate for the Second Amendment, but I also, if we're going to talk about law and order, should realize that if there's a curfew, and you're told not to be out wandering around, that's what I'm going to do as someone who follows law and order. I'm not going to do that. The people who are in Portland who are coming out, it's the same thing. This guy who ends up killing this Patriot Prayer Warrior or whatever their group was called, that is cold-blooded murder. Whether he felt his life was in danger or not, now not only is that guy dead, but now he's dead. We have all of this extra death, this collateral damage caused because people just can't stay home, can't give it a break, can't take a breath, and can't step aside. And it's really, really unfortunate because if this doesn't stop, I mean, if people just keep showing up in Portland, when does it stop? If they just keep showing up, these aren't protesters. These are people who are there lighting stuff on fire and trying to harm other people, and it's just, I don't know, I think, I'm glad we both agree, because I think it shouldn't be political. At this point, it's like, this is about doing right and doing wrong. And
yeah, I mean, I support the Second Amendment. I believe everyone, I support your right to have a gun to protect your property and your house. Just because I personally would never own a gun, it doesn't mean that I want to take guns away from other people who constitutionally have that right. But I completely agree with you. It's one thing if you are standing on your own property and you have a gun that's visible and you are letting people know, I am going to defend my property and I have a firearm. I have no issue with that. If you're wandering down the street like Kyle Rittenhouse or this other guy in Portland, it doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on politically, you are there looking for trouble, and you are looking to do harm. And that is, and I completely agree with you, I separate those two categories emphatically, because they're completely, completely different. I don't know who's giving you trouble on that. That's I don't get why. What you're doing is following the law.
sometimes people give you trouble whether you're on the right side, the wrong side, I don't know. Everybody gets upset about something. And it seems like more than usual these days. It's probably because we've all been locked away for months. All right, as we continue, the Dow and the NASDAQ, bad day for them on the DJV show at 15 minutes past the hour.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
I always like to go to our stock market expert on the DJV show, Victoria. Check us out today.
That's hilarious.
But, you know, I know you've got that ticker running in the background. You are constantly monitoring the activities yes. on the stock market.
Yeah.
I hear it right now. Tick, 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 tick.
Byproduct being a New Yorker, right?
What's really bizarre is that on earlier in the week, I think it was Wednesday, the Dow and the NASDAQ broke all records, and then they sunk back down on Thursday. They called it a wild day on Wall Street. In all seriousness, you want to tell us what happened to NASDAQ? Because this was a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it was. And this was pretty much the tech sector that set off this the bells and whistles. It was the worst day for stocks since June. And like you said, we've been having a really good wave, which a lot of, you know, tech or a lot of stock analysts have been saying it kind of shows. It just goes to show with record unemployment and then like record highs on the NASDAQ, it shows that Wall Street is so out of tune with Main Street. And we've always known that to some extent, but I think this is a glaring example of, you know, Wall Street is not an indicator of what's happening on Main Street. You know, when you see retail stores, mom and pop businesses all shut down and restaurants out of business and yet the NASDAQ is flying, it's a bizarre dichotomy that we're living in. But the tech stocks had a major sell-off yesterday. Apple, Facebook, Microsoft, Alphabet, Amazon, and Netflix all lost between 3 and 6% in their stock price. And essentially, you know, traders usually in the month of August, traditionally, it doesn't matter if it's an election year or not, but traditionally stocks are at much lower rates in August for whatever reason. Historically, a lot of traders will sell off big chunks of stock. This time they did it just, and it was all the tech sector. And the tech sector has been really the main bolster of the NASDAQ for a while now. And so when you sell that off and you've got 6% losses in all of those major stocks, then it results in the worst day since June. So it'll bounce back. It always does. But it was a really bad day.
Yeah, definitely. It's really, if we weren't all living through this right now, this year would be so interesting to see how economies have responded to the pandemic. The stock market certainly still strong, but having some trouble. It's a DJV show, 21 minutes past the hour.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I started singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die.
The DJV show. That stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is out today. Jen and Victoria in. And just enjoying this. I haven't heard this song in a while. American Pie is such a great classic, I don't know, just all-American song. Don McLean celebrating American Pie now, Victoria, with this 50th anniversary with a documentary Broadway show. This sounds really cool. If we can ever go back to Broadway after coronavirus.
Yeah,
what is,
I know, right?
What is going to be all about?
So the documentary is going to come out first, and then that will be followed by the new Broadway show, which is they're aiming for 2021, which will mark the 50th anniversary of the 1971 hit song. So it hit the charts in 71. But the documentary is called The Day the Music Died, the story of Don McLean's American Pie. It'll be produced by Spencer Proffer, who did the John Coltrane documentary Chasing Train. And after the documentary release, Don McLean plans to turn his life into a Broadway show. The interesting thing about this, it's going to be produced by the same duo that did Beautiful, the Carole King musical, which swept Broadway with so many awards and Tonys. It was incredible. My parents saw the show and just loved it. So they're probably going to do a really great job with the American Pie musical.
Yeah, this sounds like a, I think something I'd probably want to see. I like this trend in Broadway shows where they kind of focus it around some of these modern, you know, some of the modern songs that many people grew up with. I can't believe this song is 50 years old. Now, it's a little bit older than me, but I think this song brings a lot of people back to their youth, to a certain time period. And there are these iconic songs that I think have such an imprint on our culture and so much of our experience as we're growing up that having a musical like this is pretty darn cool. I think that's fun.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting because, you know, his other songs are going to be written into the musical, and it's going to be the story of his life. So it'll be cool to see. And, you know, jukebox musicals, are they just sell out on Broadway.
Well, it's
so I think it'll
like
be
a gigantic sing-along for
exactly.
A lot of people.
Yep.
All right, that's Don McLean there. 50 years of American Pie next year. Now let's move on to John Prine, who I think in death has become more famous to me. I think I've become more aware, and obviously he's been a part of our conversation quite a bit. He's got a box set out, Crooked Piece of Time. It's going to include his first seven albums. And I'm wondering, Victoria, how many people are probably like me, where John Prine maybe was just kind of a passing name and you didn't realize the impact he had on not only other people's music, but on us with his own music. This collection, I think, will probably be pretty popular because I think a lot of people woke up to him after his passing.
That's very true. He was sort of like, you know, the songwriter's songwriter. So if you asked everyone from Bruce Springsteen to, you know, like Margot Price, current artists, they all name-checked John Prine as like a major influence. And he just was a little more behind the scenes until, like you said, he died of COVID and everybody came out of the woodwork. And so next year they're doing a whole big tribute concert once everyone's allowed back out and going to concerts. So it'll be cool to see. And you know, like I said, Margot Price, Jason Isbell, constantly mentioning John Prine and his influence. So his last song that he released was earlier this year, and it's called I Remember Everything, which we're hearing right now. That's the last song that he produced before he got COVID. So it's a sad ending.
73 years old when he passed. This is Crooked Piece of Time. The collection arrives about 5 months after he died from COVID-19. The song I Remember Everything, released in June by his family. So you can check out that box set, Crooked Piece of Time, available soon. Very cool, from John Prine. At 28 minutes past the hour on the DJV Show.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats in the Trump administration take a key step towards avoiding a government shutdown later this month. Aides from both parties on Capitol Hill say House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin struck the deal earlier this week and will announce it soon. They say it aims to keep a government shutdown off the table amid ongoing battles over new coronavirus relief legislation. President Trump rallying support in Pennsylvania last evening.
61 days from now, we're going to win the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Going to win 4 more years in the White House.
At a campaign rally in Latrobe, he touted America's economy, even during the pandemic, saying it will only get better if he wins re-election.
You're going to have an incredible economic year next year.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Vice President Mike Pence says the sanctity of life is the reason he's a Republican. He made the remarks while speaking in North Carolina yesterday as part of a Life Wins tour. He said the choice between Joe Biden and Donald Trump this November is dramatic, citing their differences on the issue of abortion. Rapper Kanye West will not be on the November ballots in Arizona or Virginia. Court rulings in the two states yesterday saying the rapper cannot appear as a presidential candidate, as in Virginia, a judge said some supporter pledges were not acquired legally, and in Arizona there were also issues with West's presidential electors. Cam Newton will officially be the starting quarterback for the New England Patriots when the NFL season begins. The team says Newton won a three-way battle to be Tom Brady's replacement. Brady now plays for Tampa Bay. Newton led the Carolina Panthers to the Super Bowl in 2015 and signed a one-year deal with the Patriots over the winter. And Taco Bell says goodbye to more of its menu. The fast food chain announcing five more items will be disappearing come November, including a fan favorite, Mexican pizza, as well as pico de gallo and several shredded chicken options. This after Taco Bell said in July other items were being trimmed as it was trying to create a more efficient service experience during the pandemic. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
The hour on the DJ V Show. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Dougie is out today. The ladies are in charge. Jen, Victoria, we are here. And we're talking a little bit off the air. This is a story that I think popped up to both of our attention yesterday. Mm-hmm. But it happened so many months ago, back in March. Protesters marching in Rochester, New York on Thursday night after many appeared to be unswayed by the city's mayor's recent decision to suspend seven police officers involved in a suffocation death of Daniel Prude. Fill us in on this story, Victoria. I think a lot of people are unaware that this even happened.
Yeah, and March 23rd is when it happened in Rochester. That was for related to the COVID pandemic. That was just like basically we were about to hit the peak of cases. Hospitals on March 23rd were completely overwhelmed in New York. It was a disaster. They were already shutting everything down. No one could visit anyone in the hospital. It was a mess. I think that's a big part of why we didn't hear about this story until now. But what happened was, and I would implore everyone, because I accidentally saw this video, I would implore everyone to not watch this video. It is so disturbing, it literally made my stomach turn. And what happened was, this man, Daniel Prude, had mental issues, documented mental issues. He was in the middle of having a mental episode. His brother called the police for help. The police arrive. He's naked. He's outside in March in Rochester in the rain, which is very cold. So he's already outside naked in the freezing cold rain. Seven officers arrive. They all have body cam footage. They're all caught on the body cam footage, mocking him. They tased him. They have him handcuffed, naked, on the ground in the rain. And for whatever reason, he's sitting there. And then they go and they put a bag over his head. And ultimately, he suffocated and died. 7 days, he was brain dead almost immediately. 15 minutes later, they took him to the hospital. It was too late. He was brain dead. They kept him on life support. 7 days later, he died.
I do want to just jump in here because that's something that we don't see a lot used by law enforcement, but this is...
I've never even heard of this.
A tool. It's called a spit hood, essentially, and so what that is when a person, like a suspect, is spitting or spewing yuck at officers, there is a spit hood that can be used because it's supposed to protect the officers from getting that on them.
It doesn't look like he's doing that.
Well,
and they're outside, and they're all very distanced away from him. The cop goes up behind him, throws the bag over his head, and kind of jumps away.
I would imagine, just for perspective, because I think it's probably what happened, but who knows? We'll have to wait and see. If this happened during the throes of coronavirus, which we know it did, from the middle of March through the end of March, this happened, I think, on March 30th when he was taken off of life support. This is when everything was starting to get shut down, as you said. If there was a concern over that coronavirus and spreading it, there is a possibility that they might have used that because it's something you don't see used often by law enforcement because it looks terrible, but it is a tool, so maybe they used it in that respect. That being said, that's the last bit of defense you'll get because they already had this man in custody. He was already in handcuffs. There's no reason that he should have been sitting in the middle of the street. They should have been trying to throw a blanket on him and get him in the back of the police car.
Because Rochester, New York is very, very upstate New York, and in March, it's freezing cold. You can see the rain that's coming down in the body cam footage, and I would not be surprised at all if it's actually sleet, because the droplets that are coming down look so big, it looks like sleet. The man is sitting there. Daniel Prude was, when the cop goes up behind him and throws the hood over him, he's sitting on the ground. He's not doing anything. He's not thrashing. He's literally just sitting there calmly at that point. So I mean, clearly everything was mishandled with this whole case. And the family who trusted that the police would be able to assist their family member who was having a mental episode, obviously, they thought they never would have called the police had they even known this was a possibility. I don't think anyone would have thought that that the guy would end up dead after having a mental episode. It's horrific. The autopsy, I think the reason that this came out recently now is because the family is going to have wrongful death suits against the city and the cops. The autopsy showed that it was homicide by asphyxiation. So when that comes back like that, then that's, wrongful death usually follows.
I can't imagine. I mean, in a civil trial, they might be able to get money. But because this guy had a very high level of PCP and that was listed on the medical examiner's report, saying that it was asphyxiation, easy for me to say, but that there was acute intoxication. This is going to be one of those fights because they're going to say, well, would he have died anyway? Was it the police officers that contributed? Watching that video is horrific. I have not gone all the way through it, but the images certainly are. And that's the point. From someone who respects law enforcement and who wants to see more support for them. I think they have a really tough job most of the time. Having images like this float around are not helpful in that debate because you have to know as police officers, as human beings, what the optics are. And so let's say we justify the spit hood because it was coronavirus. Let's say we say, yes, this guy had large amounts of drugs, the same case that is being made with George Floyd, large amounts of drugs in the system. It's still the images of having a person handcuffed on the street in a hood. You have to be smarter than that. You have to realize what that looks like to people and how that emotionally impacts people, how that emotionally impacts the family of that person. And we have to do better. If this is, if they are playing by the book, if they're going to justify that they were playing by the book, and I don't know that that's what they're going to do, then they can't leave themselves vulnerable to this. I mean, it looked like a, I mean, having 2 minutes, once somebody's in custody, it is very hard to justify why any ensuing violence would have to happen. If you have someone in handcuffs, they should be in the back of the police car and you should be taking them in. That, I mean, that's just how I feel. I think the extra 2 minutes, 6 minutes, 8 minutes, whatever we see, if you have someone apprehended, it's time to take them in and book them. And
and he was on the, part of the video is the, when the cops told him to get down on the ground, he complied. The PCP explains why he left the house with clothes on and ended up naked. They did not strip him naked. He did that himself. So when they told him to get down on the ground, they were aiming tasers at him. You can see that on the body cam footage. He complied, and then they handcuffed him. And then he's sitting on the ground in the rain, and like you said, where was a blanket? Throw something over. You know, it just the whole thing was so horrifically mismanaged. And he was also being mocked on the, on the audio. It just,
I think
it's horrible.
And some of it with the drugs like PCP, too, and we saw this years ago, I don't know, you were probably very young, but I know everybody knows the story of Rodney King. And when the officers were chasing, chased Rodney King, who was a black man who actually ended up getting beaten up right near me, I mean, in my neighborhood. Literally, the place where they stopped him is like, I mean, I could walk there. It's about 3 miles away from where I live. And this is one of the other issues with PCP and these drugs is that officers don't know how these people are going to respond. So you can give them a little bit of the benefit of the doubt. But again, once the handcuffs are on, it's really hard to justify what happens after that. For me, that's the line. If the handcuffs are on, if you have this person in control, then it seems like anything that comes after that is, that's the problem. That's where the problem happens. And so PCP with Rodney King, he was all over the place. People went, oh, it was four officers on one man. And they talked about excessive force. But this Rodney King was thrashing all over the place. He was on PCP, too. You become delirious. You think you have all this superhuman strength. And so in some ways, you kind of understand the plight of the officers. What am I supposed to do to try to control this person? But when the handcuffs are on, it's tough to justify. Rochester now suspending those seven officers. There's TV news. We'll lighten things up. Some entertainment news on the DJV show at 43 minutes past the hour.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. I know it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, a little bit of entertainment news, Victoria. This, it's time to, I feel like we need something. And AMC is reopening 140 more theaters. Now, I live in the state of California. They're not going to be open here. I know in New Jersey, where you live, the theaters will be reopening. I don't know exactly with what modifications. Yeah, okay. So, but they're coming, and people are saying Labor Day weekend, which we're upon now, that was the place for, you know, huge box office blockbusters to come out for Labor Day weekend. There are probably two movies that you can choose from, but I guess it maybe is a step in the right direction for movie lovers that AMC is reopening 140 more movie theaters today, which means 70% of its U.S. locations are now opened up. I guess that's good news.
And then the other, and then some other entertainment news. Mulan is I believe it's this weekend. It's finally hitting Disney Plus. And I know that that's a shame that it's not going to be shown in the theater, because I saw a preview of it while I was in the theater, and it just looked pretty magnificent. The scenery and the cinematography of it all looked really like it really lends itself well to the big screen. But for families who want to, you know, maybe stay in this weekend or have something to do with the kids, Mulan is available on Disney Plus this weekend. And then the other bit of sort of surprising entertainment news: Robert Pattinson, who is currently filming The Batman, has tested positive for COVID-19, so they have shut down that whole
And by the way, Victor is not just weird, the movie's actually called The Batman. It's not...
Wait, sorry. What did I say?
No, you said The Batman. You said it right, but it made me think of that beauty contestant who asked for... She wanted peace in the Iraq, remember?
Oh, yeah. In Iraq?
Yeah. I said, Victoria's not weird. It's actually The Batman. Is
right. And everywhere places such as... Yeah, oh, my God. That was amazing. God, as a radio nerd...
Like, the Thor and The Batman.
Right. Forever. Like, when I was on Sirius XM, that happened, and oh my God, we just played that over and over on a loop. That was like the greatest. Everywhere, like, such as some U.S. My favorite was some U.S. Americans don't have maps. Like, who just talking about, like, who are the U.S. Americans
who don't have maps?
Yeah, and who doesn't have a map? Like, what?
And I'm a U.S. American without a map. We're the support group, actually.
I think the best part of that, and if you have not seen this video, I would absolutely encourage everyone to go and Google it, because it'll make you laugh all weekend. The best part of it, though, is Mario Lopez is holding the mic, and he sees that she is just going down in flames, and he just slowly pulls the mic away from her.
He's like, okay, you're done.
Just to get her to, like, stop talking, because she was rambling.
When AC Slater knows you're in trouble, it's time to go.
Exactly.
Such as the Americans, and we don't have maps. All right, if you need something to watch on TV this weekend, Mulan is a great one. You're right, on Disney Plus. There's some NASCAR races at the Southern 500 on Sunday, so that'll be kind of cool. And then tonight, well, I would do this one, Xena Warrior Princess. I mean, why not? This is, right? Lucy Lawless on Sci-Fi. You can watch that all day. They're doing a marathon of Xena. And then, since we have been talking so much about law enforcement and some of the criminal behavior, some of the over-the-line stuff, Love After Lockup, the season finale, Don't Be Too Sad on WeTV, In-Laws and Lies Threaten Relationships for ex-gang members. Who apparently Maurice, he's an ex-gang member, he's trying to impress Jessica's parents tonight on Love After Lockup. That's the season finale on WeTV. If you like music, Elvis, that's the way it is on Turner Classic Movies tonight, and the Kentucky Derby tomorrow, a Saturday.
Right.
Check that one out.
And no audience either. That'll be interesting.
I know. It's going to be weird how that has the impact. It's the DJ V Show at 50 minutes past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show. This is Tech News with our tech guru, lovely Victoria Keelan, with the top tech stories of the week. What's in at number one, Victoria?
Well, number five.
Number five. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
You know what? I like to cut to the chase, all right?
Yes. I get five. It. I hear you. Number Netflix. Five. This is a good one, though. You might enjoy this one. So Netflix has decided that they're going to make some of their original TV shows and movies free, so you don't even need a subscription.
Ooh.
And there are some good offerings in here. The Oscar-nominated movie Two Popes, that's available. The Sandra Bullock thriller that
Two
Popes
was way better
too
than one.
Yeah, I was way too scared to watch Bird Box, but everybody who watched it seemed to love it. That's also free. And if you've ever wanted to dive into Stranger Things, which is a fabulous original show, murder mystery, the movie The Boss Baby, Back in Business, When They See Us, Love is Blind, Our Planet, my fave, Grace and Frankie, you can see all of those series, first episodes, also free. And this is just a promotion that Netflix is running to try to hook people in, because
cool.
A lot of people are going through some binge burnout right now. So this is a cool thing, especially, you know, if you are trying to, you know, beat the end of summer blues, then start binging some good stuff.
And just lock yourself indoors and watch TV. All right, number four on the list, a Twitter hack now tied to a second person. And these are teens that are doing this.
Yeah, remember the first Twitter hack story that we talked about?
Yeah.
This was very high profile. The accounts, it started with Elon Musk, and basically he said that he was feeling generous and that he was if you gave him 2,000 bitcoins, then he would give you an extra 1,000 back. So essentially you'd make 1,000 bitcoin really quickly if you gave him 2,000. People fell for it. $110,000 in Bitcoin was exchanged during this hack. And a 17-year-old kid from Florida named Graham Ivan Clark has been charged as an adult with 30 felonies because he masterminded this, along with 19-year-old Mason Shepard of the UK and 22-year-old Nima Fazeli of Orlando, Florida. Now, a fourth suspect has been connected to this, a 16-year-old teen from Massachusetts who has not been named because he is a minor, or she, I believe it's a male. This youngest suspect is considered to be a co-conspirator, and the FBI raided his parents' home on Tuesday of this week where he lives. And he uses a social engineering hack called vishing, which is when the attacker fishes tech company employees over the phone, impersonating contractors and attempting to steal the login credentials. That's how they broke into Twitter. So all of these people, these kids, are just, I guess, at home and bored, and this is what they decided to do with their time. But 30 felonies, no joke, being tried as an adult.
No joke.
Oh.
And people actually fell for it. That's the worst.
Yeah.
Number three on the list. These are the top five tech stories of the week. Number three, feds averting this Russian plot to infect a Nevada company's network. We hear about it. It sounds like a movie script.
It does sound like a movie script, and this is exactly what this other teen from Massachusetts, the 16-year-old, the engineering hack called vishing, that's exactly what this Russian operative was trying to do. He's a Russian national. He's been charged criminally now for offering $1 million to an employee in return for them infecting their own place of business with malware. Federal prosecutors said that Igor Khrushchev, who's 27, met with an unnamed employee on multiple occasions, and then essentially what they wanted to do was spread the malware, and then they would hold the information ransom for $4 million. Luckily, the feds averted that plot.
All right. Walmart introduces Walmart Plus. That's the second story, or the top two story of the week.
Everybody's adding a plus. So Walmart Plus now is the new thing. It's got 4,700 stores that offer delivery. 2,700 stores offer same-day delivery. And for $98 for the year, you get a discount on gas, and you get your unlimited free grocery delivery. So this is a big story for Walmart, and I think a lot of people are excited about that.
And now, the much-anticipated number one story of the week, Samsung's Galaxy Z Fold 2 is going to launch.
If you want the Fold 2, I hope you're sitting down because it's going to cost you $2,000, but it will be released on September 18th.
All right, the top five tech stories of the week. Victoria Keelan at 58 minutes past the hour.
The Geek Out.
Microsoft has come and gone on a lot of products over the years, but Flight Simulator has always been there. Now, 14 years after the last version, Flight Simulator 2020 is here with a stunning level of detail and graphic power, basically limited only by the amount of money you're willing to throw at a gaming PC. Basically, the entirety of Earth is in the game, down to the most bonkers details. Now, as it happens, bugs appear in early versions, and the most famous we've been told so far is a 212-story tall obelisk in Australia that doesn't obviously exist, but because of a typo in the code, it's in the game. The new version seems to be a stunning achievement, and reviews and gameplays come in. We'll tweet them out at The Geek Out.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.